Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I am joined on this episode by Yann Cote, who is the Director of Consumer Marketing at ExxonMobil, as well as Jerry Filipiak, who is the CEO and Director of R&D at Comark. Yann and Jerry actually gave a presentation here at the event. We're going to talk to them a little bit about their presentation as well as their work together. So thank you, Yann, and thank you, Jerry.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So to get us started, Yann, why don't you tell us a little bit about your particular role at ExxonMobil? I think most are probably familiar with the company, but tell us a little bit about your role.
Yeah, absolutely. So ExxonMobil here in the United States, we have about 12,000 branded service stations, and my team is responsible for all the marketing programs that are part of that service station offer, including payments, loyalty, and the marketing of our premium fuels.
Maybe, Jerry, you could talk a little bit about your role at Comark and for you, in your sake, tell us a little bit about the company as well.
Very happy to be here. Our company is a global IT provider with close to 7,000 employees worldwide. Loyalty marketing is one of the areas of industry that we operate in. We're very happy to have ExxonMobil as a customer in our portfolio. My role at the company is twofold. I run the U.S. operations here in America, and I also am responsible for building out our engineering infrastructure globally. So my team is around 4,000 employees that build the software that is then run on our servers in our data centers.
And as I noted, the two of you presented here at CRMC. I'm interested if you could tell our audience a little bit about that presentation, some of the key points and takeaways from your session.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were just delighted to talk a little bit about consumers here this week. And the things that we centered on in the presentation were really about the rising expectations of consumers through the lens of the retail fueling experience. And by that, I mean, we're in a place now where consumers' best experience has become the standard. And so we're very thoughtful, you know, Comark and ExxonMobil working together in who we target in terms of sending messages and promotions to, what message we send to them, where we send it to, and also developing an understanding so we can derive insights from why they're looking for messages from us in the first place. So it's really been an exciting time for us to share our story around a data-centered view of the consumer in the retail fueling space in a way that allows us to continue to grow both share of wallet and also acquisitions into our rewards program, ExxonMobil Rewards Plus.
And then in your specific sector of retail, Yann, can you tell our audience maybe one or two of the consumer trends that you noticed that marketers should be aware of and plan to address in the near term?
Yeah, I feel like if we look at the environment around us and through COVID and through some of the various economic pressures that we're facing now, it's become evident that we need to be nimble and quick on our feet. And so the things that I see as being right in front of us now are consumers' real desire to try and save wherever they can, especially in the area of everyday spend categories like ours. And so we're seeing all-time high enrollments in our loyalty program, as well as some of the other programs we make available to consumers to save on fuel.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about where you're prompting potential enrollees in the program. How are you kind of creating that acquisition engine? And tell us a little bit about kind of that effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're very thoughtful about who we target, if you will, as it relates to potential new members into our loyalty program. We have experience based on data as to what types of consumers are most likely to be receptive to a message and join our program. And once they join, continue to grow their relationship with us. And so for us, it's a mix of learning from our existing loyalty members and their profiles and their behaviors, and also learning from which media outlets are most effective in us drawing people in to apply and be acquired into our program.
Maybe, Jerry, you could talk a little bit about how Comark helps with that kind of learning about what the customer, their behavior, and then obviously using that information to help provide better experiences for the ExxonMobil loyalty member?
Sure. I believe one of the big ticket items right now in the industry in general, but also affecting the practicalities of the subject matter, is fraud. So we have performed some exercises around identifying fraudulent behavior on the network. We have used some machine learning and AI to model this and then match and build some best practices for ExxonMobil at the level of being able to assume certain base case scenarios on the network that we know are fraudulent, have been verified as such, and then move on into studying and analyzing some of the more advanced cases where this fraud isn't as obvious. And this has been an ongoing effort that we have on the agenda cyclically, and our teams are very much involved in building out infrastructure and providing on-demand support to ExxonMobil and wherever it's necessary to keep the program secure.
Yeah, and I think that's a great segue. Maybe for some context for the audience, Jan, talk a little bit about kind of your need in that area and kind of how you started this relationship with Comarch, why it was the right fit for ExxonMobil.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I mean, we've been very pleased with our partnership with Comarch. We began working with them when we launched the ExxonMobil Rewards Plus program in 2018. And what really drew us was Comarch's expertise in the space, but also the nimbleness and the professionalism and responsiveness of their team and their proven capability to be able to stand up technology, maintain it after it's been launched, and also allow us to continue to learn from the data that's generated in a program like this. So it was really looking across the entire life cycle and finding Comarch to be the best fit for us, you know, through that entire process.
And as you enter a relationship with any third party provider, vendor, partner, I'm imagining you're going in with some goals in mind. Do you want to talk a little bit about what you had in mind in terms of goals and any potential business benefits that you might be able to mention as a result of your partnership with Comarch?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the name of the game for us really is to try to drive foot traffic onto our locations, to make that foot traffic rateable, and to grow it in a way that we can demonstrate the value of our program to the consumer and then also to the owners of our sites, our branded wholesaler population. So I feel as though we've hit on that mark, you know, and in our presentation we talked a lot about how we've actually evolved the program over time. And that's been very effective for us in gaining even more value and even more, you know, even more precise consumer sets that are more likely to drive outsized benefit for us and for our customers in the field.
So we're here at CRMC, as I noted. I'm interested, you know, one of the nice things that come into events like this is you kind of get the latest kind of trends, innovations in the industry. I'd like to get the take from each of you on sort of what's excited you since you've been here. What are you hearing? What are you excited about, whether it's a new technology or some sort of trend that you think might be able to be relevant to your businesses? Tell us some, you know, kind of your takeaways from being here at CRMC.
I think in general, one of the things that I was impressed by was the similarity of the challenges across marketers, regardless of vertical. I think that really resonated with me, and it feels good to be part of a community more broadly of marketers. I think in terms of concepts that were appealing and drew me in, you know, there was a good presentation this morning around how the exponential rate of technological advancement might be outpacing kind of the human's ability to kind of adapt at that same rate. And so I found that really kind of eye-opening and insightful for us to think about. Is are we really trying to make sure that we can transform the human experience as quickly as the technology might allow in a way that they can be symbiotic going forward?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask the same of Jerry. One follow-up to what you just said, Jan, is, and I think Jerry could probably address this, is the amount of data that we're collecting now and the ability of humans to analyze, manage that data, puts some of the technologies in spotlight there, so.
Being an engineer, I do have to say that You did hit the nail in the head. We see that the industry has greatly outpaced the customers. There's a new understanding and a new appreciation for business continuity. For a moment, we were obsessed with machine learning, AI, answers to questions that we thought are going to be ultimate game changers, and we're going to enter a completely new realm of problems. It looks more like tools are still tools and people are necessary components of any industrial process, and we can't get away around that. So some of the issues that we've been facing as a provider are, one, finding areas where change in the organization is the most incremental so that we can actually institute an effective change going forward that will bring us away from this temporary fascination with technology and bring us back into, that will get us into a mode of thinking which allows us to continue business as usual. And I know this is challenging in modern times because we've undergone a lot of transformation in the last 2 years, but business as usual is still possible, and you know, it's in our best interest to figure out how to do it going forward effectively and sustainably.
I'm going to ask another question of each of you as well, and I'll start with you, Yan. And you could speak specifically to your business at ExxonMobil in terms of what do you believe will have the biggest impact on customer loyalty in the next 6 months, you know, through the rest of 2022, and as we look forward even further out than that. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are there.
Yeah, I think if we take a look at it broadly, there's a battle going on now for mind share of the consumer, and it's being split into an increasing number of small slices. And in an industry like ours, you know, often we have to fight hard to retain that mind share. And so it's really going to be a battle for us of relevancy and ongoing relevancy of both our brands and the purchase journeys that we can enable with our physical assets. And so that's where we're centered, is how do we speak to those consumers that are looking for those types of journeys that we can offer in a way that continues to make us part of what they want to experience. And so that's how I would lay out, you know, if I look 6, 12, 18, 36 months out, that's going to continue to be the name of the game. And to Jerry's point, the tools that we use may evolve, and the way that the audience we're trying to reach wants to consume that information may evolve, but the end point remains the same.
Yeah, and the end point being they want a personalized experience too. So that's kind of the what we talked a little bit about as well.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think, you know, consumers are going to be punitive towards companies that just haven't got there yet, and inadvertently send an image that's completely irrelevant to them, or send them something at a time that's completely inconvenient or where you're not anywhere near top of mind for what they're working on in the moment.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much competition in the marketplace, especially in your category, that if you don't get it right, they're just going to move on to a competitor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the consumers are the best at keeping the industry on its toes and by extension, keeping us on our toes as a marketer across our network.
Right. And I'll ask the same of you, Jerry. You know, you can speak to more of a more holistic, broader base than perhaps Yan. The trend that you're focused on, or the key in terms of what might evolve customer loyalty in the next, you know, however many months and potentially year.
We're strongly looking at how current changes in the industrial world are affecting consumer behavior. It's increasingly understood that America is entering the period of post-industrialization. We're in very early stages of this happening. Because of that, the primary concern are, putting it in layman's terms, cents on the dollar, because we're attempting to gain momentum to find a good trajectory for growth in the mid to long term.
How do you, Yan, at ExxonMobil, with some of those external factors that we've talked a little bit about, plan, when you think about marketing and communicating with your customers, when you don't have control over some things, whether it be, you know, things such as inflation, what's happening in around the global world and specifically around fuel, how that potentially impacts your customer relationship, how do you quickly pivot and may potentially change your marketing messaging sometimes?
Yeah, we've really exercised those muscles the last few years, I'll tell you. I mean, when COVID hit, we had unprecedented demand destruction across our network. And we also had a shift in what consumers were looking for. You know, they were at a place early in the pandemic where they didn't want to have to touch anything. And they were just fearful that they might get sick if they did. And so we happened to have already in our portfolio and very quickly brought to market more contactless payment solutions. And so the data enables us, because we reach our consumers very quickly, to pivot messages from premium fuels one day to contactless payment the next. And also maybe from premium fuels one day to loyalty and other ways to save the next. And we've been able to do that very effectively, in part due to the platform and its flexibility that we get from Comark and the team there.
Yeah. I think that sums it up nicely. I think, you know, as you talked about the relationship between ExxonMobil and Comark and the work they've done and the progress you've made. So I want to take the opportunity to thank Jan Cote of ExxonMobil as well as Jerry Filipiak of Comark for joining us on this episode of Total Retail Talks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.